How does a scoundrel, orphan, son of the Lord and a Scotsman, dropped in the middle of a forgotten spot in the Caribbean by providence, impoverished and squalor, grow up to be a hero and a scholar?
The $10 founding father without a father got a lot farther by working a lot harder, by being a lot smarter, by being a self-starter. By 14, they placed him in charge of a trading charter.
And every day while slaves were being slaughtered and carted away across the waves, he struggled and kept his guard up. Inside, he was longing for something to be a part of. The brother was ready to beg, steal, borrow, or barter.
Then a hurricane came and devastation rained. Our man saw his future dripping down the drain. Put a pencil to his temple, connected it to his brain. And he wrote his first refrain, a testament to his pain.
For the word got around, they said, this kid is insane, man. Took up a collection just to send him to the mainland. Get your education, don't forget from whence you came. And the world's gonna know your name. What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton. My name is Alexander Hamilton. There's a million things I haven't done, so just you wait.
When he was 10, his father's split full of it, debt written 2 years. Let us see Alex in his mother's bed, written half dead, sitting there on scent, the scentic.
The cousin committed suicide, left him with nothing but ruined pride. Something new inside, a voice saying, Alex, you gotta fend for yourself. He started retreating and reading every treatise on the shelf.
There would have been nothing left to do for someone less than Stu. He would have been dead and destitute without a cent of restitution. Started working, clerking for his late mother's landlord, trading sugar cane and rum and all the things he can't afford. Scamming for every book he can get. Planning for the future, see him now as he stands on the bow of a ship, headed for a new land. In New York, you can't be a new man.
In New York, you can't be
just
a new
you wait.
In New York, you can't
just
be a
you
new
wait.
Man. In New York, you can't be a new man. In New York,
New York. Just you wait.
Alexander Hamilton.
Alexander Hamilton.
We are waiting in the wings for you.
Waiting.
You never back down, you never learn to take your time. Oh, Alexander Hamilton,
Alexander Hamilton.
When America sings for you,
will they know what you overcame? Will they know you rewrote the game? The world
will never.
America's forgot him. We fought with him. Me, I died for him.
Me, I trusted him.
And me, I'm the dang fool that shot him.
There's a million things I haven't done, but just you wait.
What's your name, man?
Alexander Hamilton.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm dressed like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I'ma get a scholarship to King's College. I probably shouldn't rag, but dag, I amaze and astonish. The problem is I got a lot of brains, but no polish. I gotta holler just to be heard with every word. I drop knowledge, I'm a diamond in the rough. A shiny piece of coal trying to reach my goal. My power of speech, unimpeachable. Only 19, but my mind is older. These New York City streets getting colder. I shoulder every burn, every disadvantage. I've learned to manage. I don't have a gun to brandish. I walk these streets famished. The plan is to fan this spark into a flame. But man, it's getting dark, so let me spell my name. I am the A-L-E-X-A-N-D-E-R. We are meant to be a colony that runs independently. Meanwhile, Brink keeps sitting on us endlessly. Essentially, they tax us relentlessly. The King George turns around and runs a spending spree. He ain't never gonna set his descendants free. So there will be a revolution in this century. Enter me,
says in parentheses.
Don't be shocked when your history book mentions me. I will lay down my life if it sets us free. Eventually, you'll see my ascendancy. And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Ayo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry, and I'm not throwing away my shot. It's time to take a shot.
I dream the life without a monarchy. The unrest in France will lead to anarchy. Anarchy, how you say anarchy. When I fight, I make the other side panicky with my shot.
And I got y'all knuckleheads and local parentis. I'm Jordan the Rebellion, cause I know it's my chance to socially advance. Instead of sowing some pants, it's time to take a shot.
But we'll never be truly free until those embodied have the same rights as you and me. You and I do or die. Went to La Salian on a stallion with the first black battalion. Have another shot.
Genius is lower your voices. You keep out of trouble and you double your choices. I'm with you, but the situation is fraught. You got to be carefully taught. If you talk, you're gonna get shot.
Bird, check what we got. Mr. Lafayette, hard rock like Lancelot. I think your pants look hot. Lawrence, I like you a lot. Let's have the plot. Blacker than the kettle calling the pot. What are the odds of gods who put us all in one spot? Pop in the spot of conventional wisdom, like it or not. A bunch of revolutionary manumission abolitionists. Give me a position. Show me where the ammunition is. Am I talking too loud? Sometimes I get overexcited. Shoot off in the mouth. I never had a group of friends before. I promise that I make y'all proud.
Let's get this guy in front of a crowd.
I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. I'm not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot.
Whoa, 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 whoa,
whoa,
yeah.
Let's go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Say shout to the rooftops.
Whoa.
Say to the rooftops.
Whoa.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Rise up. When you're living on your knees, you rise up. Tell your brother that he's gotta rise up. Tell your sister that she's gotta rise up.
When are these colonies gonna rise up? 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 Rise up!
I imagine death so much appears more like a memory. When it's gonna get me? In my sleep, 7 feet ahead of me? If I see it coming, do I run or do I let it be? Is it like a beat without a melody? See, I never thought I'd live past 20. Where I come from, some get half as many. Ask anybody why we living fast, why we laugh, reach for a flask. We have to make this moment last. That's funny, scratch that. This is not a moment, it's the movement. We're all the hungriest brothers with something to prove when foes oppose us, we take an honest stand. We roll like Moses, claiming our promised land. And if we win our independence, is that a guarantee of freedom for our descendants? Or does the blood we shed begin an endless cycle of vengeance with death with no defendants? I know the action in the street is exciting, but Jesus, between all the bleeding and fighting, I've been reading and writing. We need to handle our financial situation. Are we a nation of states? What's the state of our nation? I'm past patiently waiting, I'm passionately smashing every expectation, every action, the aspiration. I'm laughing in the face of casualties and sorrow. The first time I'm thinking past tomorrow.
And I am not throwing away my shot. I am not throwing away my shot. Hey, yo, I'm just like my country. I'm young, scrappy, and hungry. And I'm not throwing away my shot.
We're gonna rise up.
We're gonna rise up.
We're gonna rise up.
Time to take a shot.
And I am not throwing away my shots.
There's nothing rich folks love more. They're going downtown and slumming it with the poor. They pull up in their carriages and gawk at the students in the commons to watch them talk. Take Philip Schuyler, the man is loaded. Uh-oh, but little does he know that his daughters, Peggy, Angelica, Eliza, sneak into the city to watch all the guys at...
Angelica, Eliza,
and Peggy,
the Schuyler sisters.
Angelica,
Peggy,
Eliza.
Daddy said to be home by sundown.
Daddy doesn't need to know.
Daddy said not to go downtown.
Like I said, you're free to go. But look around, look around. The revolution's happening in New York.
New York.
It's bad enough Daddy wants to go to war.
People shouting in the square.
It's bad enough there'll be violence on our shore.
New ideas in the air.
Look around, look around.
Angelica, remind me what we're looking for.
She's looking for me.
Eliza, I'm looking for a mind at
work, work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work, work.
I'm looking for a mind at
work, work.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
Work,
woo. There's nothing like summer in the city. Someone in a rush next to someone looking pretty. Excuse me, miss, I know it's not funny, but your perfume smells like your daddy's got money. While you slumming in the city in your fancy heels, you searching for an urchin who can give you ideals.
Burr, you disgust me.
Ah, so you disgust me. I'm a trust fund baby, you can trust me.
I've been reading Common Sense by Thomas Paine. Some men say that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And when I meet Thomas Jefferson, I'ma compel him to include women in the sequel.
What?
Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now. Look around, how lucky we are to be alive right now.
History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Cause I've been writing Common Sense by Thomas Paine. So men think that I'm intense or I'm insane. You want a revolution, I want a revelation. So listen to my declaration. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal.
Look around, and how lucky we are to be alive right now. History is happening in Manhattan, and we just happen to be in the greatest city in the world. In the greatest city in the world.
Angelica, Eliza,
and Peggy,
the Schuyler sisters.
The price of my love's not a price that you're willing to pay. You cry in your tea, which you hurl in the sea when you see me go by. Why so sad? Remember we made an arrangement when you went away. Now you're making me mad. Remember, despite our estrangement, I'm your man. You'll be back soon, you'll see. You'll remember you belong to me. You'll be back, time will tell. You'll remember that I served you well. Oceans rise, empires fall. We have seen each other through it all. And when push comes to shove, I will send a fully armed battalion to remind you of my love. Da 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 da
da da da da. You say our love is draining, but you can't go on. You'll be the one complaining when I am gone. And no, don't change the subject, 'cause you're my favorite subject. My sweet, submissive subject, my loyal, royal subject, forever and ever and ever and ever and ever. You'll be back like before. I will fight the fight and win the war for your love, for your praise. And I'll love you till my dying days. When you're gone, I'll go mad. So don't throw away this thing we had. 'Cause when push comes to shove, I will kill your friends and family to remind you of my love. Da 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 da.
Everybody's dancing in the band's top volume.
Grind to the rhythm as we wind and dine.
Grab my sister and whisper, yo, this one's mine.
Ooh.
My sister made her way across the room to
Ooh.
You. And I got nervous thinking, what's she gonna do?
Ooh.
She grabs you by the arm, I'm thinking I'm through.
Ooh.
Then you look back at me and suddenly I'm helpless. You write me laughing at my sister 'cause she wants to form a harem.
I'm just saying, if you really love me, you would share them.
Ha! 2 weeks later, in the living room, stressing. My father's stone-faced while you're asking for his blessing. Dying inside as you whine and dine, and I'm trying not to cry.
Ooh. Ooh.
I panic for a second, thinking we're through. But then he shakes your hand and says, be true. And you turn back to me smiling in
a helpless. Eyes in the skies are living on helpless. Down for the count and I'm drowning and I'm helpless.
He's mine, that boy is mine.
Look into your eyes in the skies are living on helpless.
Eliza. I don't have a dollar to my name, an acre of land, a troop to command, a dollar for fame. All I have is my honor, a tolerance for pain, a couple of college credits, and a top-notch brain. Insane, your family brings out a different side of me. Peggy confides in me. Angelica tried to take a bite of me. No stress, my love for you was never in doubt. We'll find a little place in Harlem and we'll figure it out. I've been living without a family since I was a child. My father left, my mother died. I grew up buck wild, but still, I'll never forget my mother's face that was real. As long as I'm alive, Eliza, swear to God, you never feel so.
How do I do?
Eliza,
how do I
never felt so. Life is better. The lies is in it.
And look into your eyes, and the sky's the limit. I'm down for the count, and I'm drowning in them.
In New York, you can be a new man. In New York, you can be a new man. In New York, you can be a new
That's what I'm talking about. Now, everyone give it up for the maid of honor, Angelica Schuyler.
A toast to the groom.
To the groom.
To the groom.
To the bride.
To the bride.
To the bride.
To the bride.
From your sister. And the hope that you provide.
You provide, you provide.
May you always,
always
be satisfied.
Rewind.
I remember that night, I just might regret that night for the rest of my days. I remember those soldier boys tripping over themselves to win our praise. I remember that dream like candlelight, like a dream that you can't quite place. But Alexander, I'll never forget the first time I saw you there. I have never been the same. Intelligent eyes in a hunger pang frame. And when you said hi, I forgot my dang name. Set my heart aflame, every part aflame.
This is not a game.
I'm sure I don't know what you mean. Forget yourself. Angelica Schuyler.
Alexander Hamilton.
Where's your family from? So this is what it feels like to match wits with someone at your level. What the hell is the catch? It's the feeling of freedom, of seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin with the key and a kite. You see it right. The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a dream and it's a bit of a dance. A bit of a posture, it's a bit of a stance. He's a bit of a flirt, but I'ma give it a chance. I asked about his family, did you see his answer? His hands started fidgeting, he looked askance. He's penniless, he's fine by the seat of his pants. Handsome boy, does he know it? Peach fuzz and he can't even grow it. I wanna take him far away from this place, then I turn and see my sister's face, and she is, and I know she is, and her eyes are just
helpless.
Then I realize
three fundamental truths at the exact same time. Number one,
I'm a girl in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to social climb for one. See, I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the gossip. New York City is insidious, and Alexander's penniless. That doesn't mean I want him any less.
Number two.
He's after me because I'm a Schuyler sister that I
3.
I know my sister like I know my own mind. You never find anyone as trusting or as kind. But tell her that I love him, she'd be silently resigned. He'd be mine, she'd be fine,
she'd be lying.
When I fantasize at night, it's Alexander's eyes. As I romanticize, it might have been if I hadn't sized him up so quickly. At least my dear Eliza's his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life. To the groom!
To the groom! To the groom!
To the
groom!
To the bride!
To the bride!
To the bride!
Theodosia writes me a letter every day. I'm keeping her bed warm while her husband is away.
Wait.
He's on the British side in Georgia, trying to keep the colonies in line. But he can keep all of Georgia. Theodosia, she's mine. Love doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. And it takes, and it takes, and it takes. We keep loving anyway. We laugh and we cry, we break. Make mistakes, and if there's a reason, I'm by your side. Everyone has tried. I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. My grandfather was a fire and a brimstone preacher.
Preacher.
But there are things that the homilies and hymns won't teach her.
Teacher.
My mother was a genius. Father commanded respect.
Respect.
When they died, they left no instructions. There's a legacy to protect. Death doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. And it takes, and it takes, and it takes. We keep loving anyway.
We rise and we fall and we break and we make our mistakes.
And if there's a reason, I'm still alive.
Everyone who loves me has died.
I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I am the one thing in life I can't control.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Wait for it. I am inimitable. I am an original.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I'm not falling behind or running late.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
I'm not standing still. I'm lying.
Wait. 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 Wait.
Hamilton faces an endless uphill climb. He has something to prove, he has nothing to lose. Hamilton's pace is relentless, he wastes no time.
Time.
What is it like in his shoes? Hamilton doesn't hesitate, he exhibits no restraint. He takes and he takes and he takes, he keeps winning anyway. Plays in the game, he plays and he raises the stakes. And if there's a reason, he seems to thrive. So few survive. Gosh dang it, I'm willing to wait for it. I'm willing to wait for it. Life doesn't discriminate between the sinners and the saints. It takes, it takes, it takes. Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it.
Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it.
Look at where you are. Look at where you started. The fact that you're alive is a miracle. To stay alive, that would be enough. And if this child shares a fraction of your smile or a fragment of your mind, look out, world, that would be enough. I don't pretend to know the challenges you're facing, the world you keep erasing and creating in your mind. But I'm not afraid. I know who I married. So long as you come home at the end of the day, that would be enough. We don't need a legacy. We don't need money. If I could grant you peace of mind, if you could let me inside your heart, oh, let me be a part of the narrative in the story they will write someday. Let this moment be the first chapter where you decide to stay. And I could be enough. And we could be enough. That would be enough.
Thank you.